"Cognac," she said, and turned immediately to lift his glass and fill it from the optic. A slight smile passed across the lips of the man with the peak cap as he lifted his glass toward Enzo, winked, and took a sip.
"I'll bring them out," the barmaid said.
Enzo felt the warmth of the sunshine on the back of his neck as he took his seat at the servos table.
"Suddenly we have an Indian summer," he said.
Alain nodded.
"Sometimes it happens that way, just to lull us into a false sense of security before winter comes to force us back indoors. Pity I won't be staying to enjoy it."
Elizabeth raised an eyebrow in surprise.
"You're leaving us?"
"I'm going to Paris tomorrow. Not quite sure when I'll be back."
To do with your investigation?" Alain asked.
Yes."
He could see that he had piqued their interest, but was not going to volunteer any further information. Instead, he changed tack completely.
"Tell me, Doctor, do you have any idea when it was that Dr. Gassman first came to the island?"
Alain shrugged.
"I would just have been a kid. Sometime in the early 60s, I would guess." "You couldn't tell me any more specifically than that?"
"I'm afraid not." Alain tilted his head a little, a slight frown of puzzlement about his eyes. Elizabeth said,
"You can find out, of course, from the mairie. They are bound to have a record of when he first arrived in the commune."
"Yes, of course, I'll do that."
Their drinks arrived, and they chinked glasses and wished each other good health before sipping on soft red wine, rich with fruit and tannins.
"So," the doctor said, "what about Kerjean? Is he still in your sights?"
Enzo shook his head.
"No, not at all. If there's one person on this island who I know for sure didn't murder Killian, it's Thibaut Kerjean."
He took another sip of his wine.
"You have another suspect, then?"
The doctor was looking at him, wide-eyed with curiosity.
"Perhaps. I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking for a motive. But I'm hoping that's what I'm going to find in Paris."